sports listeners. I'm your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday.
This whole hour of Santa Barbara Teen Athletes. Woo! And we're talking all athletes.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, world. First off, I got to thank everybody who liked us last week on SoundCloud. We had 118 likes. Woo! Now that was huge. Okay. And probably anybody in here, because I am not, geography wasn't like my strength, all right, growing up. But the one newest place that I just noticed here on SoundCloud is Syed, okay, which is in Bangladesh. We got about half a dozen looks and a like from them. And thank you very much, Bangladesh. Then we also had Moscow, Bucharest, Amsterdam, Budapest, and then, believe it or not, the last but not least was Santa Barbara. I like it. All the international places first, and Santa Barbara is up. I am so thankful. I'm so appreciative. So whether you are commuting or you're checking us out on Eternity Ready Radio or SoundCloud, we embrace you. We love you. We thank you. Today we've got a great hostesses and hostesses. Dr. Dale Figtree is in the house. How you doing, Dr. Dale?
Doing great. Thank you.
Ew. All right. You've got a section. What are you going to talk about today?
I'd like to talk about losing weight the healthy way.
I'm looking forward to that, especially when I jumped on the scale this morning and it said, get off. You know, one of those voice ones. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody goes, oh, look what I got you on Amazon. It talks to you. And I'm like, oh, how exciting. Right? Get off. Yep, that was really bad. Namita's cuisine. We have a celebrity chef for the last 14 years. How you doing, Namita?
Oh, wonderful, Erica. Great to be back.
Great.
Thanks
You've
for having me.
To us. You're going to be talking to us today about what are you going to be talking to us with us today?
Oh, the magic that is behind the intention of cooking and the subtleties that it creates in our body.
Oh, I like it. We're doing this whole food. We'll do Dr. Dale how to lose weight, and then we'll talk about how to eat right. There you go. I like it. Ryan Quirk is in the house. Yeah. I love, love, love his book. Every week we go through a chapter, An 18-Year-Old's Guide to Self-Mastery. What are you going to talk about this week, Ryan?
You're muted.
Sorry, I was muted. Planting new seeds, affirmations, and mantras. Change your thoughts, change your life. That's what we're talking about.
Ew, I love it. Okay. And who called in? We've got Frankie Sandoval is in the house. How you doing, Frankie?
Good, good. How are you guys doing today?
Nice. He's like, Frankie, you and I have really bonded. And I just heard from Ryan that you guys are going to have a little play date next week. I love it.
Yes, yes. Looking forward to that.
There you go. You got to show them the streets. That's it. You got to show them how the other half lives. I love it. It's going to be a connection. Are you there, Frank?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
don't do that because that's not healthy. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So last but not least, Don, are you ready to do your hygge? What are you going to talk about?
I told you about the danger of knowledge without wisdom.
Okay, great. So let's do Nick. Nick's in the house. Raymond is going to do our 360 sports recap. We're going to get to him right now.
Thanks, Erica. I'm Nick Jaden, and this is your SB 360 weekly sports recap. As summer begins, sports start to end, as the main sports being played now are either baseball or softball. There are still a few others wrapping up their regular seasons or just finishing up their postseasons. Well, starting off with UCSB Gauchos baseball, they had four games last week where they took on LMU, but they lost that game. However, they did find some success this weekend against Cal State Fullerton, where they had a three-game series sweep. In those three games, the Gauchos had a combined score of 22-3, so it was quite a dominant performance by the Gauchos. In the Gauchos' last win, which was on a Saturday, winning pitcher was Tyler Bremner, which now improves his record to 8-0. First baseman Brandon Durfee also helped the Gauchos win when he went 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. This week, they will play against Cal California Baptist and have a 3-game series against UC San Diego. Moving on to UCSB softball, they had 3 games last week where they took on UC Davis. They won 2 out of 3 games, and now next week they will play UC Riverside in another 3-game series. This will be their second to last opponent as their season is coming to an end. However, their record is still below 500, but all teams will make the Big West playoffs, so they will be gearing up for the postseason. UCSB women's water polo played in the quarterfinals of the Big West water polo playoffs. They took on Long Beach State. Sadly, they lost 6-8, which means their season is now over. Congrats to the Gauchos on a successful season. They will now prepare for next year. Switching schools, we'll now take a look at Westmont baseball. They had 5 games last week where they took on Hope International in just a 1-game series. They won that game 6-3. Their next 4 games were against Concordia, where they lost 2 of the games. However, Westmont did not update the last 2 games, so hopefully they had a 500 series against Concordia. The playoffs will start this week, as the Warriors had a dominant regular season, so hopefully they will be seeded very high, which puts them in the best position to make a deep run in the postseason. Taking a look at SBCC baseball, they had 3 games last week where they took on Allen Hancock and won 4-0. They took on LA Pierce and lost 8-7 in extra innings, which was their only loss in the month of April. A quick stat about the Vaqueros in the month of April, they went 11-1, which was quite impressive. They finished their regular season against Moore Park and won 8-3. The playoffs will also now start this week, and they will take on Mount San Jacinto. It is a 3-game series. However, if they win the first 2, they will move on to the next round into the semis. And finishing up with SBCC softball, their season is now over as they went 19-15 in the regular season. However, that did not cut it for the 3C2A playoffs, so they will now look on to next year. And that is it for your SB 360 weekly sports recap. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll now watch the NBA finals are also going on, and the NHL playoffs are going on, so you can get your fix of sports and the professionals. Well, thank you so much for listening. Back to you, Erica.
When the season winds down, we're getting ready for another sports season. Great job, Nick. And I tell you, I think he got to enjoy that California burrito. Dr. D, you like that chimichanga?
That was delicious. They've got some great food there. They really do.
La Garita, right across the street from Old Town Galena, right across the street from the community center.
Mm-hmm.
It shares a building with the laundromat. Julissa and her husband, Esteban. Make sure you mention Teen Sports Radio. I want to give them as much feedback as possible. Anybody who opens up during COVID needs a lot of extra love. I want to do a little teaser for next week. I got a little surprise for us. We're going to have Carolyn Givens come out, Givens Farm. We're going to have a little wake-up call, I think. You know what I want to talk about, Dr. Dia? We've talked about it all week.
Yes, indeed. I have I've heard about it, but she's going to be able to share the ins and outs of what's going on next week. So you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, we've got food freedom. That's what we're going to have to. There's different hills that people are going to choose to die on. I'm going to choose to die on this one. I love Carolyn Given. I love the beauty about the farms that we have locally. We're very blessed. We live in probably one of the top five places in the world to live. Dominique and I have been supporting food freedom out of state, actually. We do the Amish, what they've had to endure, and lo and behold, and that's with Amos Miller. We buy his food monthly, his meats monthly. The things that have been happening to him with all the regulations has been horrible. And then all of a sudden I find out from Carolyn Givens, it's landed on our front door. So she's going to talk about it, and we're going to have a nice discussion about it, because we just want everybody to know what all of our farmers in town and the regulatory obstacles like the GAP audits and the things and the hoops as of right now. And she's going to talk about it. Like I said, I don't believe that they can sell out of state anymore. So that's the impact. And what's that going to mean to us locally when she can't sell out of state? What does that mean?
That's a good question. What does it mean? And does that also mean that other farms and farmers outside the state can't ship here or elsewhere in the country? I don't know. Right. I don't have the answer. That's just a question that I would put forth.
That's why we have to buy direct, everybody. CSA, mm-hmm. Community Supported Agriculture. By doing that, we're upholding our soil health. We're also taking care of our bodies. That's what it is at the end of the day. Why wouldn't anybody want to eat organic? Anyway, somethinggoodorganics.com. Wait for it. Get who's up next?
That's a good question. I think it is Mr. Massage himself, Don. Don Hoo-da! Sanders.
Right after these messages. Our Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
For Teen Sports Radio, I'm Don Sanders. Don'sMassageOhi.com, 805-236-2684. And I'm bringing you a hygge. A hygge is a Scandinavian term for a feeling of comfy coziness that is like having a hug without receiving a hug. You may ask, how my topic is going to induce a hygge, but I'll try to explain. I wanted to bring it as not the danger of knowledge without wisdom. And so in our world all around us, you know, we've let a couple major genies out of the bottle. We've let nuclear power out of the bottle, for instance, and we've let AI out of the bottle. Once they're out of the bottle, they never go back. But then, you know, as human beings, we are wrestling all the time with, are we going to listen just to external authority, or are we going to, you know, let our own wisdom and our own knowledge be part of the mix? Too much reliance on just ourselves, too much reliance on just the external can get us into trouble. We're looking for a fusion of both. It's kind of like the water and the pump. You know, if you can't pump the water will be useless. You have to obtain the water. But if you don't have the knowledge to pump it, then you can't get water. So in any kind of endeavor, there's the two Christian concepts that this relates to are like free will and grace. So it's like in Buddhism, it's often talked about as far as, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for instance, one of his latest Substacks, he was talking about when a team wins and does really well in terms of performance, but there's been all kinds of behind the scenes problems with overstepping of coaches' authority and players being disrespected and things like that. So in a world that we're, you know, we're all the young teens coming up through sports and through school, we can't rely just on external authority. We've got to be able to band together and talk. This is like where education needs to go, where we get together and we ask a lot of questions. There can't just be an, you know, no questioning authority kind of attitude, whether it's in your sports team, whether it's in your classroom, and you may get flack for it, but you know, sometimes you've got to ask questions. This doesn't make sense to me. So this gives me a hygge moment because I wasn't one who had an easy time doing this growing up. And so whether it applies to science, whether it applies to sports, whether it applies to business, it's always got to be a balance of, you know, our reliance on external authority and solely our own authority. There's got to be a fusion. Then you're going to have wisdom and you're going to have knowledge. Am I making sense, team?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I'm so happy that I was brought up in the 70s as far as my middle school education, because the teachers were just very conversational back then. And it's always what we thought. And that's clearly gotten flushed. And that's unfortunate, because then you're inspiring a child to actually come up with his or her own ideas, regardless of any idea is a good idea, because it might prompt your neighbor to add or build to it. I don't know, Ryan. What was your experience when you were in school? You're the youngest. You're only 19.
Yeah, I find that schools teach a lot of knowledge, but they don't teach us how to access the wisdom that we hold within us. And one of the definitions that I have for wisdom is knowledge in action. It's what we apply, and I love this one saying. It says we learn something by head, we apply it with our hands, and then we know it by heart. Right. And so it's one thing to just learn and study about, say, basketball, but to actually get on the court, to practice it every day, then you know it by heart. You know the moves, you know the skills. And that's what true wisdom is. It stays right with us. It is knowledge in action. That is what wisdom is.
Yeah. And it's in the body as well as the mind.
Yes.
Right? And then that's something we can communicate with other people about on multiple levels, like yes. You just said. It's not just a heady thing. It's about body wisdom and how we use that for our advantage, like if it's a basketball game or whatever other example you use.
Yes.
And it's also, you got to follow the passion as well, too, because that is toxic. That's intoxicating when I see somebody and having such a great time performing something, whether it be, you could be reading a book, hugging a tree, I don't care what it is, but you could actually feel joy. And that's really an amazing thing to share, because that's all coming, like you say, Ryan, from the heart. It's just pure love. Namita, what do you say?
Yes. I mean, having taught for many years at UCSB, especially international students, to communicate in one language, in this case, what really seemed to work both for the teacher and the student, in my case, is to ignite curiosity in the student.
Yeah.
Because then engaging happens from the heart, just as was mentioned before. So anytime we can awaken curiosity and give them prompts to expand on that curiosity, then there's an ownership on the learning, rather than this battle of authority with the teacher. Because that's another thing also, the other side is when kids teenagers or even adults more so are thinking more on defying, then they're also missing out on the learning.
Great
it's point. A balance between the authority and self, just like you said, also with the, because a lot of the times people are waiting to respond back to the teacher rather than taking in the learning.
Those are great points.
Beautiful.
Great points.
That's really.
Yeah, because that's the goal of progressive education. Where we need to go is, like you said, inspire curiosity and a voracious appetite for really digging in and how does this work and why is it this way and, questioning.
Mm, yeah, the Socratic way.
Yeah. Frankie, what did you think? What was your experience when you were in school at Moore Park?
Honestly, well, when I did go to school, I engaged a lot. I mean, I took notes like literally more than usual, because sometimes, you think it's gonna be on the test, so I just would put everything down, and that was my way of engaging. Pretty much into class, and I mean. Obviously, everyone was around just messing around, but I just was focused on my notes. And I think that's what got me to graduate was my notes. Because I listen to TED Talks and stuff, and I do know that in college you can take notes or you can record the teacher. So I just wanted to get ready for school and wanted to learn how to take better notes in class rather than just like no one can memorize a whole speech or lecture. So I just took notes little by little.
I feel teachers today, our system today, I feel, is a little archaic. And I'm especially we're in California. We're so blessed. I'm more for let's all go outside. I mean, you can go outside half of the year, pretty much. I don't know. Maybe we can try different platforms, whatever, because I know that the respect level, I think kids are bouncing off the walls. We have a lot more mental issues that we have, the components that you have to look at. Ryan, can you add to that at all?
What I was just going to say to add to that, just talking about this idea of wisdom, is that wisdom always tends to be simple, not always easy, but very simple. I think of a quote that comes from the Bible, and it says, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." That's a very wise statement. It's not always easy, but it is simple. And I find that the wisest teachings and the things that we apply and take to heart most in our lives are always simple, but we must make sure that we're actually acting on them. You know, these other beautiful statements like change your thoughts, change your life, where attention goes, energy flows. These are so wise and so simple, but we must really apply them.
Right. Good stuff.
Do you really, well, we'll get to this next week maybe, but I was wondering, because you are so, at 19 years old, would you ever think about, you know, teaching, interning or teaching, spending some time like teaching a class? It'd be really nice when a kid could teach a kid. Does that make sense? I mean, I would like to throw you in a very disruptive class. I think you would bomb the room, okay? Because they're like, who is this guy? I don't know. But listen, we've got a lot of show today. Up next, we got Dr. Dale Figtree right after these messages.
Ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go up. As you shoot across the sky, baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, you're gonna leave them all in there.
We are back, and this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dale Figtree. My website is dalefigtree.com. And I'd like to talk today about losing weight the healthy way. But first, I'd like to explain about what excess weight really is. On a cellular level, glucose from food is used inside the cell for energy, but it is carefully controlled. It can't get into the cell unless there is a key, and that key is insulin from the pancreas. It assures that the cell's energy factories are not overwhelmed. Of course, in food, there's also more than glucose. There are also vitamins and minerals and enzymes and protein and fat, et cetera, et cetera. But today we're talking mostly glucose. So if you eat an apple, it takes time for the fiber in the skin to break down. By chewing and with digestive enzymes from the pancreas, the glucose from the apple goes into the bloodstream evenly. But if you were to drink a glass of apple juice, the glucose would go quickly and be suddenly too much for the insulin to carry into the cells. So what does the body do with that excess glucose? It stores it. But believe it or not, only 1 teaspoon of glucose can be stored in the body as glucose. The rest gets turned into fat for storage. So most of the extra fat in the body is due to excess glucose that is being stored. Fat, of course, can come from avocado and chicken and dairy, but the stuff that turns into excess fats usually comes from foods that are refined and the glucose is concentrated. So what foods are they? Besides juices and sodas and alcohol, which is of course from grapes, right? There's white sugar, there's flour. Even though it's not sweet tasting, it's mostly glucose when it's turned from the wheat stalks into flour and then into bread and pasta and things like that. So an average American breakfast is like orange juice, Cheerios or some other kind of refined cereal, sugar sprinkled into it, and then a piece of bread. Lunch, well, sandwiches. If you took away the bread and just ate what was inside, you would be hungry in an hour. It's not that much, but the refined bread is what we call a filler food. So it fills you with glucose, but not much else because all the vitamins and minerals and fiber has been removed. And then dinner, what do people have for dinner? Pasta, pizza, burgers, desserts, and then snacks like candy bars. That's it. It's so simple. Too much glucose. Remember, most refined foods, it does not have to be sweet. Chips and pretzels and most snacks are still refined carbs. So, right? Try to fill meals with as much food in its natural state. So for breakfast, for instance, a cut up orange instead of orange juice. Oatmeal, which is a whole grain, not refined and stripped of its fiber and other nutrients. So it takes longer to break down and the glucose goes in more evenly. To sweeten it, you can put in berries or cut up apple or even a little unrefined honey or maple syrup. Other good breakfasts are cut up fruit salads sprinkled with chopped walnuts or other nuts, or an egg and veggie omelet. The eggs don't have fiber, but the veggies are full of fiber, and also they've got good glucose. Okay, so for lunch, what are we doing? Like beans and veggies are great. If you want them on a tortilla, get a whole grain tortilla that still has fiber in it, so it breaks down more slowly. Or big salads with nuts sprinkled in for strong protein, followed with some whole fruit. Or lots of vegetable sticks dipped in hummus or guacamole. Apple slices with almond or peanut butter. Instead of sandwiches with peanut butter, apple slices with peanut butter. And how about dessert? How about dinner? Well, a salad to start would be great. Fresh food has the highest amount of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, great fiber, great water, excellent glucose. And then lots of cooked vegetables and a healthy entree. So the entrees, if you like pasta, you can spiralize zucchini or yams and turn them into a healthy pasta with fiber. Or you can have baked potatoes or bean stew or whole grains like brown rice or quinoa or wild caught fish or free range poultry or meat without chemicals or hormones. As for snacks, apple slices with nut butters, organic popcorn, fruit, dates filled with peanut butter. There are so many delicious choices that are also healthy for you. Remember though, if you have excess weight, it won't drop instantly. This is not a starvation diet, which backfires and completely comes around to craving fruit food. If you have excess weight, it's a process that takes time, but the body will change and settle into its healthiest state over time. And most people ultimately have more energy and not only feel healthier, but actually are healthier. So go for it.
Woo! Now, good stuff.
I have a question. So yes. What then, would you say then that like fruit smoothies are healthy, like no sugar added, just fruit? And like, so I make smoothies and I add frozen fruit, a little bit of like peanut butter or almond butter, and I add some protein powder and like some other things in there. Would you recommend just the fresh fruit instead of the smoothie?
Okay, so smoothies can be fine, but why would you use frozen fruit and lose the energy that's in live food? When you have live food, it's real. It's energy. It's the real thing. It's alive. When you freeze it, it still has good vitamins and minerals and things like that, but it doesn't have any of the live energy. So if you can use live food, that's better. The second thing is I have no problem with nut butters, as long as the nut butters are not in plastic containers, because the fats leach the plastic into the food. So it's, you know, and when you talk of protein powder, that is a problem. When you take a food and you take everything away except the protein, you are creating a highly acidic food. Protein is called amino acids. It is not healthy to have pure acid powder. Whereas something like hemp seeds are soft. They're extraordinary protein. They've got wonderful, healthy anti-inflammatory fats. They've got great fiber, great vitamins, great minerals. To use 3 tablespoons of hemp seeds in a smoothie with a few handfuls of blueberries and an apple and maybe some mango and some water or, you know, again, if you want to use almond milk or something like that, but you don't want to get almond milk that's in plastic containers because it leaches out plastic. A great smoothie to me is just 1.5 cups of water, 3 tablespoons of hemp seeds. I usually put in 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, another fabulous protein, a whole protein, okay? I usually put in 1 tablespoon of dried coconut because that's really good for the body, 3 handfuls of blueberries, a banana. Bananas are wonderful for smoothies, the best. And maybe a few handfuls of frozen mango because if I can't get fresh mango, that is a superior smoothie.
Baby, I'm gonna be hopping on the blender right now.
Yeah, all right, it makes me hungry.
That's it. Hey, Ryan, you're up next.
All righty. I hear a song that takes me back, and I let go with so much freedom. Freedom. I'm gonna get you, cause it's my freedom.
When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like and this is the Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hi, this is Ryan Quirk with Teen Sports Radio, author of An 18-Year-Old's Guide to Self-Mastery, How to Master Your Life from the Inside Out. If you're interested in my work or finding my book, you can go to RQ, that is the initials RQ, as in Ryan Quirk, selfmastery.com. Today we're going to be talking about affirmations and mantras. I'm going to start with 2 brilliant quotes that I would like everyone listening to pay close attention to because they really might change your life. So the first one is, change your thoughts, change your life. To supplement that too, there's another one which says, the mind is everything. What you think, you become. And then finally, where attention goes, energy flows. So if I ask you now, to anyone listening, do not think of a car. The first thing on your mind is a car. That is because where attention goes, energy flows. So when you say, don't think of that bad thing, don't think of that bad thing, don't think of that bad thing, your mind is immediately on the bad thing. However, our mind is like a garden, and what we plant with the seeds of our thoughts, beliefs, and perspectives is what we come to harvest. If we think joyful, loving, inspiring, creative thoughts, then we harvest a joyful, loving, creative, inspiring life. If we think negative, judgmental, insecure thoughts, then that is what we harvest. And so, understanding that, understand that the mind is the lens that you can never remove when looking at your life. If you're in a negative headspace, even if someone that you love walks in the room, how easy is it to lose your temper at them? But if you're in a positive headspace, you might meet someone for the first time, someone you don't even know, and feel a great sense of peace and connection with them. All right, so one of the ways that we can begin to plant new seeds is through the practice of affirmations and mantras, which are very directed and intentional thoughts that begin to change our thinking patterns, our belief systems, to allow us to experience more joy, happiness, and overall well-being in our lives. So the few affirmations I want to share with you is just 3. The first one is just the 2 most powerful words in the English language, thank you. So everywhere you go throughout your day, when something wonderful happens, just say thank you. Just train your mind into that state of gratitude. Right? When you see a loved one inside of your mind, just say thank you. When you are eating a wonderful meal, say thank you. This is going to train your mind into a state of gratitude. And when you're feeling gratitude, you can't simultaneously be stressed out, angry, jealous, or afraid. The next one is, isn't it wonderful? So everywhere you go throughout your day, just proclaim to yourself for no reason at all, isn't it wonderful? The best reason to be happy is no reason and every reason. To have no reason for your happiness means that you can reside unconditionally in that state of well-being and to be happy for every reason. To look at all the wonderful things around you and find happiness in it is very, very powerful. And then the last affirmation and mantra that I'll give you is the affirmation, so what? So oftentimes we like to stress about very little unimportant things in our lives. We get angry at loved ones. We freak out over things that aren't really that big of a deal. And so training our mind to shake off stress easily using the affirmation, so what, is very powerful. So just to recap on those, we have, isn't it wonderful? Thank you. And so what, as powerful affirmations and mantras that you can use to plant new seeds in the garden that is your mind.
Dawn, nice.
Dawn,
hey, Frankie,
you
those, Frankie, those will help you, huh?
Yes.
Yes. He's soaking it all up. That's what he's doing. He's soaking it all up.
I was going to ask, Dawn, you do a lot of meditation, you know, where there's a lot of quieting the mind and changing the thinking patterns. What is your experience with, I know in Buddhist practices, they have certain affirmations of loving kindness and other things like that. What is your experience with those kind of ideas?
Well, if you resolve to chant, you know, our mantra in my practice is Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. And if you apply yourself to that, you know, each day, and not just going through the motions, but, you know, you get your, you know, put some cold water on your face and, you know, do it with feeling, then yeah, it sets a tone for the day. And there's nothing like doing it early in the morning. It sets the tone for the entire day. If you're doing it later and you stumbled a bit before you get onto that, then the whole day feels like, you know, it's a little bit, you're behind. You know, so yeah, I love what you said.
I love it. Jump on that. Use it. Practice it. It's great. Your daily mantras are so amazingly, it's profoundly, you'll see a shift in your mindset, and that'll transform onto the ball field, okay, or the court or the track. You'll see for sure. Hey, up next, we've got our celebrity chef, Namita, Namita's Cuisine founder. Right after these messages.
Back, and this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Well, hi, everyone. So this is Namita from Namita's Cuisine. And, you know, Ryan, I can't thank you enough for giving us the jewels of these mantras, because it actually fits in with what I wanted to bring in to share today. As a result of probably it's the second step of what you're talking about, what the magic happens when you apply these mantras of intention. And that's where the focus is with me today. So I'm currently working on a cookbook, but I want to transmit also the energy behind the cooking that can create magic, which is focusing our attention on our intention. You know, food is like gas is for the car. Sometimes we take better care of our cars than our own body. Just like Dale was explaining, these fats, the saturation, the acidity, etc. We don't pay attention to how we put our food together when we cook for others, how we converse with others at the table. And these subtleties also affect our digestive process. So if you put a great meal together, you sit and then you start discussing upheavals in the world during the meal, that will affect to a point the digestion of the meal. So this cookbook talks about, in Sanskrit, we call it bhava, which is translated to the intention behind doing things. Now, you can use it for the positive or the negative. in this case, what I'm trying to bring in is the subtlety of the flow behind the way that food transfers energetically and how it can have a long-term impact. So if you may allow me to indulge, I will illustrate it with a short paragraph story, because the cookbook has short paragraphs that reveal the magic behind what I'm trying to transmit. So is it okay if I share this one?
Oh, please. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you. And this is particularly moving for me to share it, because this bhava is called Pita Bhava, which means the bhava of a father. And my father left his body a couple of months ago, so this is dedicated to him to illustrate in what a huge way the experience of food can transform your life. So here it goes. Bhava was first experienced in the sparkling eyes of my father when he would gently measure the quantity of the spoon's filling that was comfortable enough for my mouth to chew on. The nourishment was packed with a story as the vessel floated into my mouth, the airplane version of a spoonful of love landing in my palate. The aversion to food that I had developed in my early stages became fond moments of a father's bhava bonding with his child. This fine, subtle thread of unconditional flow became the compass of my heart's guidance. To show up intentionally, to hold patience, to illustrate with a story, and to nurture with kindness, a fertile base to part from. And then, of course, the recipe is kheer, rice pudding, which was his favorite dish out of all the desserts, and very healthy. So I don't know if you're feeling what I'm trying to transmit, at how powerful the intention of offering yourself completely in love and in action, especially in this case related to food, can change your life, as in this case my dad did in those moments.
You know, Namita, that's just so powerful, and it's such a brilliant twist. And it's, you just, I feel that you've just reinvented the wheel on this. I've often said, if you go to the store and I go to the store, we have the exact measured ingredients, and then we make the exact same dish, it's not going to taste the same because of the intention that you've put into it. And I've been so blessed knowing you for 14 years now and being able and privileged to be able to participate in your cooking classes. And I'll never forget the very first cooking class, after you do every single step, you'd ring the bell. What is she ringing the bell for? Like, I'm sorry, I'm from New York, right? And you keep on going back, ding, 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 ding. I don't even know what that was the intention, but you were praying. You know what I mean? And it's
was
like, yeah, and it's just like, well, this is when you were doing your class and everything, and you make us all like go outside and grab a flower. Like, you took breaks with the, it's not just slamming it together. You made us take breaks. And then had an offering, and everybody had to do an offering. Remember that one woman, like, hatched your rose bush with the buds aren't even budding yet? It's a horrible experience. That was not nice.
Okay. I remember in that class, there was someone
else. Rose bush tree. I'm sorry?
There was someone in that class, remember, that was getting very upset that the water was taking so long to boil.
Exactly. That's the same class. Yeah, it's so true. So it is. It all is about the intention. You really just wanted her to leave because she's going to change the food.
No, but yeah. the intention, love, and the gratitude, especially the mantras. And I'm so grateful, Ryan, that youth has actually got the tools to transform the mind right now. And, you know, when it comes to food, when you say thank you in receiving the food, that's been done for centuries. There is an exchange also, gratitude to the person who makes the food and gratitude to the person who accepts the food. It's both ways, because then the person cooking it also is getting something out of it. Like, our logo in our company has always been, it's a privilege to nurture you. because it's true. That's the spirit. People are handing the trust of their body and ingesting the material we're going to give them. So it better be good. It better come from our local farms. It better be sourced with the right mindfulness. It better be put together. It becomes a completely different experience. The body receives it in a completely different way. Yeah. The power we're talking about.
Mita, thank you so much. We've got to head out. God bless Santa Barbara. To take a page out of Namita's mantra, it is a privilege to serve this community for the last 14 years. God bless. Hug it out this week. See you next week.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a butcher with no breaks. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single